So today's sermon has been prepared by Pastor Richard and is a sermon delivered by one of the friends of the Magi or wise men. Good morning. I have a wonderful story to tell you about my friends, whom you probably know as the Magi or the wise men. It's such a wonderful story that I wish I had gone with them on their journey, but unfortunately, it sounded too hard, too much of an inconvenience. And when they first told me about their trip and why they were going, I just thought they were chasing a fairy tale. Boy, have they proved me wrong. Well, it all started when they had had a dream about a new king in a faraway country. This dream was so powerful that it inspired them to go on a long journey. And do you know what was there guiding them? Some old ancient Jewish prophecy that read, But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." So they told me they were going to Bethlehem. Why would anyone want to go there? It's such a small place. It's a long way away. What an inconvenience. Why waste your time, I thought. And anyway, why were they going to all this trouble? The king being born had nothing to do with us or our tribe. The dream they had was about a king of the Jews being born. But what could he offer us? But they were inspired by their dreams. So off they went, following a star. Now, this was not a superstar like a guru or the richest person in the world or the wisest person you ever met. It was simply a big, bright star in the sky. I thought they were crazy. I thought they were wasting their time, money, and effort. But boy, was I wrong. Now, along their way, they met up with another king, not the king they had a dream about, but a king called King Herod. It turns out that this king was threatened by this new baby king. Fancy being threatened by a baby, Or perhaps this baby is a threat to not just King Herod, But to anyone who is wanting things their own way, to do their own thing, to anyone who loves themselves first and doesn't love others or God, or to live in a way that they are comfortable with, even if it is inconsistent with God and his love. Well, this king was so threatened by this new baby that my friends actually found out later that he ordered all boys under 2 to be killed in order to eliminate them. He must have been really threatened by this, by him. But guess what? He failed. Now, eventually, my friends found this new king baby. But he wasn't where many people would expect him to be. He wasn't in a palace. He wasn't in a flash house or hospital. He was found in a plain old house in a small town of Bethlehem. And apparently he was actually born in a place where animals lived and fed. Imagine making that long trip to find out that the king you are looking for is not in some flash accommodation, but some room smelling like animals. But the point of the trip wasn't to be living in luxury or to have it easy. The point of the trip was to discover this baby, the new king of Israel. And you know what this baby's name is? It is Jesus. And for us, names are significant. They have meanings. Apparently, his earthly father, Joseph, was told to call him Jesus because he is to save people from their sins. So here we have it. My friends found the King of Israel, who is called Jesus, who was sent to save people from all their sins. Now, at that time, no one really knew how this was to happen. There was no big Israelite army. This baby didn't appear to have any major redeeming features. His earthly parents didn't appear well connected or even strong. But later on, we discover his plan. And like a lot of God's plans, they are not the first thing we humans think of. Later on in life, Jesus shared with us the real reason he came to earth as the King of the Jews. As we can discover in John 3, verse 16 to 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And being God's plan, we can be sure that he will succeed in his mission. Now back to my friends. Do you know what they did when they found this baby, the King of Israel? They worshipped him. They gave him some costly gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And if ever you've wondered why these gifts, first of all, they are easy to transport, which will help the baby's parents shortly after they had to escape to Egypt. Some even believe that this is God's way of financing the trip of Mary and Joseph and the king baby Jesus to Egypt, as they could have sold them along the way. Secondly, each of the gifts has meaning. Gold is the gift of a king. Frankincense is used in worshipping God, and myrrh is used as an anointing oil. Now, there is one other interesting fact about my friend's story that has a huge impact on what this baby, the King of Israel, means for all people. My friends are not Jews. They are, like me, what many call Gentiles, people who are not Jews. Yet God invited them to come and meet Jesus, the King of Israel. Have you ever thought about this? Why did God invite them to be part of his story? Well, this becomes clearer later in Jesus' life and in the lives of some of his followers. It is because he is not just the King of Israel, but the King of the whole world, the King of all people. Listen again to what Paul says in Ephesians 3, verse 6. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of in Christ Jesus. In other words, Jesus is also our King. This is important. Jesus is our King too. And so let's be like my friends, the wise men. Let's go out of our way to worship Jesus, being inconvenienced. Worship him with what costs us, our wealth, our time, our comfortability. Not because we are looking for something in return, but because he has come into our world already, giving us true love, true life, and a future that is worthwhile. And as we worship, like the wise men, me and many others, our lives will be different as we look forward to a better future with Jesus. Amen.